Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. It is week two of scary things in October to do. Last week, we talked about forgiveness. If you missed that, go hit that episode up. This week, we're going to be talking about how to trust again. That's scary. It's hard. It is paralyzing at times to move forward when we've been burnt or hurt or betrayed. It is difficult. It is hard. And we're going to speak to that today. Having the courage to move forward with hope. On a side note, you know, nowadays 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. 58% of those are remarrying. The estimated number of widowed persons worldwide in 2020 was approximately 350 million, with the large majority, 80%, being widowed women. So globally, about one out of every 15 people in marital ages are widowed. So it does speak to the fact that it is hard to move forward. Everybody has a past that affects their present and current future. And if you are a widow, if you are a widower, if you are divorced and you've been burnt or you have suffered such grief and loss, it is scary. It is hard to move forward, but you are not alone. And that is what I do. My name is Camille Bauer. If you're new to my channel or my podcast, I am an amazing cancer widow that I was married to an amazing hero, an amazing cancer warrior, and I'm his widow. We had three kids together, subsequently had divorce after his loss. Then I've remarried, and this is what I do. I help people get through their hard, especially if you're dealing with grief and loss. So you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and schedule a call if you need a mentor, if you need someone to help you get through your hard. And as Wyatt would say, like, comment, subscribe to my channel. Thank you for watching and listening. So to push into today's episode, you need to be able to recognize patterns in your life that paralyze you from moving forward. And in order to successfully not be scared of moving forward, we need to recognize what's holding us back and focus more on the future. And I know that's hard and I know that's scary. And the play on the words for October, we're doing scary things. But I know that you can do scary things and you can do hard things. And it's so beautiful and amazing on the other side. An awesome quote by Marianne Williamson says, "We do not heal the past by dwelling there. We heal the past by living in the present." And that's scary and that's hard to do at times. Why is it easier to dwell in the past? Why? Think about it. Why? If you are stuck dwelling and simmering in the past, is it safe? It can't hurt you again. It's your comfort zone. Does that resonate with you? Having fear, living in the present can generate fear, right? All of the unknowns, like, oh no, what's going to happen if this? What's going to happen if that? What am I going to do if this happens? But think about it. When we walk out our door and if you drive a car, you're trusting people that you don't know that they're going to stay in their lane. And sometimes they don't. But if you don't trust people, you're never going to go anywhere. You're not going to get in your car. You're not going to go to work. You're not going to drive in the canyons because, hey, or the freeway. There's a high rate of speed. You're definitely not going to do that. I mean, you can box yourself in to not moving forward or doing anything with your life because you are paralyzed with fear of what could possibly happen. And a huge thing for me, and if you're a longtime listener, you will know Joshua 1:9 in the Bible is one of my favorite scriptures. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So whatever that looks like to you, for me, I believe in a loving Heavenly Father who cares about us, who wants our well-being, who wants us to have a beautiful future. If you are marinating in hard, turn to your higher power. What does that look like for you? Trusting again is very, like we've said, scary. How do you do it? I'm giving you two tips today. You need to create boundaries. What does that look like? So if you're trusting again, and if it's somebody like we talked about last week that you have forgiven or somebody that's hurt you, you need to protect yourself and have boundaries. You need to have lines that you just don't cross and that you protect. You protect your peace and you can say no. And that is a hard thing for so many people. Scary to say no. That doesn't work for me. But we have got to rise up, put on our big girl pants, put on your big boy pants, and protect your peace. And part of having the momentum to trust again, to propel yourself forward, is to know that you're protecting that peace. And God will help you protect that peace. Your higher power will help you protect that peace and create those boundaries. But they need to be in place. For example, I have an amazing friend of mine, and her family deals with addiction. And just recently, she had a sister that delivered a baby in the hospital, drug addicted, and another sister walked in to visit her, and do you have drugs for me? And then DCFS came in and opening a case, and where can this baby go and what can we do, because she wants to keep the baby and she's living in a homeless shelter. And I mean, the list can go on about how my friend, her instinct is to run there and be there with her family. But she knows from past experience that she has a husband, she has children, she has to protect her peace. She has to protect those boundaries, and she needs to bloom where she's planted. And, through tears and heartache, that's hard to do, especially when it's your family, but especially when it's people that, are dealing with addiction that aren't the people that are reasonable and don't believe in the reality that is actual. And it's hard to move forward in relationships with that. If you are experiencing that, then you need to have hard boundaries and know that you can't communicate and move forward with people when they're not willing to look at what is really going on or take ownership or believe, heaven forbid, they're believing like their delusions. And you just have to back away and protect your boundaries from that. You don't have to trust those people because there is no ability to trust. So creating boundaries is two part. You're able to move forward with that person, or you're able to protect your peace and bloom where you're planted and know that that's not a good place for you to be. So you kind of just have to, feel through it case by case, person by person, and see what works for you. Something that I like to do with my clients and myself is, my second tip today of trusting again and moving forward is I always think if today were my last day, what would I do? And, I have as many of you know, who have listened and watched our story, you know, children and grief and loss, and it's messy, it's hard. And trying to mend and blend and heal fractured relationships with your children who are going through hard things, that's especially hard. And especially if you've been treated poorly, like we talked about last week, it's really easy to move forward with someone when they forgive, ask for your forgiveness. But when they're not, that's hard. So if you have someone that you're dealing with that's hard, that is a fractured relationship that you want to keep in your life, but you don't really know what to do, ask yourself this question. If I died tomorrow, or if you don't want to say died tomorrow, today were your last day, what would you be proud of? What would you feel good about doing with this relationship? And that has helped me so many times. And I love to give that line to clients, right? Like, okay, if today were your last day, what would you be proud of doing with that relationship? And all the little nitpicky stuff that doesn't matter in life, like that all falls by the wayside. Like when my late spouse was, his cancer came back and he was re-diagnosed in 11 years went by after we met. We had 3 beautiful children. Our baby was 8 months old. And bam, we find out his cancer's back. And it was extremely difficult and hard. But I learned to realize life is precious. And what are we going to do with the time we are given? If we worry and we stress and we fret about what if, what if, what if, what if, you're stealing away your current peace and ruining the relationship potential that you have in the present, in the here and now. So don't be scared of the future. Hold on to the present. And when you're learning to trust again, create boundaries. And number two, think, ask yourself that question. Think, if today were my last day, what would I feel good about doing with this certain person and this certain relationship? And I love you guys. Stay tuned for next week. We're going to talk about some other scary stuff. Talk to you soon. Bye.